Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 228. Lily, do you know what we're talking about today?
No, I was going to ask you, and then I was like, it'll be a fun surprise.
Sometimes Lily knows, and then sometimes she doesn't. And it's always, you know, a mixed mash.
We had a call right before this, and it was just, I didn't have time to ask.
Yep.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I guess we'll just get right into it. So we have two topics. We're talking about Michaela Nogueira, our favorite queen, and also one of the two YouTube shorts we have ever posted on this channel. One of them was Lashgate.
Literally just changed my life. This looks like false light. This is how? What? Look at the wand. Okay, so basically I'm taking the curved side and I'm going root to tip. Okay, I'm going to add a second. Look at the length. Do you see that? I am speechless, and I'm not sure anyone's gonna ever be able to compete with this.
Yeah, probably not.
I see that. And without a second thought, I go to Target and I place my order for pickup today.
Jesus.
And I wake up today to a bunch of tags on TikTok from you guys saying, this is exactly what you and Lily were talking about. So I go and I click and I'm like, but this is the Michaela video that made me buy the stupid fucking mask. What are you talking about? So I watch it again. And I'm like, wait. Start looking at the comments and people are clocking her ass because she obviously put on false lashes in the big reveal of what the mascara looks like. I actually have picture comparisons because it's so insane. When she puts on the mascara and says, this is one coat, I'm gonna go back and put on another coat. This is the difference.
And the other one was Posh Mama.
That one's really funny. Really, yeah, need to get back into that.
Yeah, if you guys don't know about Lashgate, highly recommend you watch that episode. Living through that era was really something. But Michaela Nogueira, most people know her. She's a beauty TikToker. She is actually the beauty TikToker, honestly. Like, I feel like she's one of the most highly followed ones.
Which is so funny because still, like, the first time we ever talked about her, no idea who she was. And even now, like, I never see her content.
Sometimes I will get fed her content, but it's very few and far between. I'm not someone that, like, follows her. I think that there's a lot of problematic things that she's done that have questioned her integrity as a person. And so this topic kind of makes sense because she's launching a brand.
Oh, God.
And as you can imagine, nothing went wrong. Even though it hasn't even launched yet.
Of course not. Flashback a second more to Lashgate. That was so funny because I don't think I've ever seen Jessie so like eager to present. She's like, I've researched, and she made a diagram.
I mean, it really wasn't. Like, it was just two side-by-side pictures.
It wasn't that much. But it was hilarious.
I know a fucking wispy when I see one. You know what I mean? An Ardell wispy. And I'm just like, don't fucking play in my face right now.
You fell victim to her. You bought the mascara.
I canceled my order. Okay, so big difference. I did buy it. So what actually happened was I had seen her post promoting, was it the Sky High mascara from Maybelline?
No.
And without thinking, I just went on Target, searched it, added it for a drive up pickup. And I was like, this is perfect.
You know, we'll blame it on your astigmatism.
Right. And then the next day I woke up and everyone was in a tizzy. And I was like, what's going on? And it turns out she completely, allegedly, but actually confirmed in my head, put on a fake lash while she was promoting. Like, she had the mascara on. She's like, I'm going to go
like
put
one
on a second coat.
Two coats. It was like, boom.
Two coats. Yeah, it was so absurd that it literally blew up the internet. She disappeared for a few days, came back, pretended like it never existed. And the most we've ever gotten out of her in regards to that is like her joking about it.
Well, and like, even when the whole TikTok, like, end of the world, I'm like going to tell my secrets, blah, blah, blah. Didn't she respond to something and said like that she like doesn't use Ardell, and it was like, So it was another kind?
Yeah. You just cannot gaslight me enough into thinking that, like, you grew 17 lashes in between your lashes. Like,
it was such a not, like, you don't have to be a makeup expert to, like, you just needed eyes. Like, you could look at it and be like, that's a cute joke. No.
It wasn't even one of those mascaras that have, like, fibers in them. The tubing, like, the lash extension mascaras.
None of those, no.
Nothing. There was no way that those were her real lashes. Yeah. But she literally, on a sponsored post, which, by the way, that's a whole other thing. She's, like, extremely FTC. Non-compliant.
Yeah. Doesn't put the branded partner or like the
or the if she thing. Does, it's real small and it's like down in the corner. And it's like, girl, that's well, not.
Well, she puts it maybe like the video, but doesn't she like not do the actual one where you have to like have you TikTok do it?
So yeah, she doesn't like toggle the brand thing on TikTok where it's like a paid partnership and it's like an official thing that you collaborate with the brand. She doesn't do that. And she also usually doesn't put it in the hashtags. A lot of times she hasn't.
Or she'll put it in the very end.
Pop it up on screen.
Or really like the one that's like not an obvious one, but usually not at all.
Right. Now, there's a ton of brands that she's worked with. Or at least I should say that people think that she's worked with where she hasn't disclosed at all. So there's like a full face of this brand and people are like, we know that brand's paying you. You know what I mean? There's like a lot of speculation around things like that, especially when she's like overly supportive of something, because Michaela's like, I'm telling you, her integrity in general is questionable, because one second she'll say she hates something. And then if it's sponsored three TikToks down, she'll say she loves it. She doesn't care.
And she's very vocal either way, whether she likes something or doesn't, supposedly. So then she'll say it very passionately. It's not like, oh, I don't know, maybe I'd have to try it again. It's like, oh, this is awful. And then like literally a week later, it's like, oh my God, this is the best mascara I've ever used.
Yeah. And people's minds can change and, you know, whatever. You don't have to stick to one thing. It just seems like it's a pattern with her. And it does, like, all signs point to the fact that she goes in the direction of money and is a sellout. Yeah, I actually hate that term because people use it against any influencer that's sponsored. And I think that that's stupid, especially when you really look at the analytics, especially on TikTok. They're paying pennies on the dollar for like millions of views. You know what I mean? So,
well, I feel like sellout specifically refers to like you're selling out your integrity for money.
I agree. But people use it. Like, I remember I used to get called when I first started brand deals. It was like, oh, so now you're selling out. I'm like, I'm just trying to make a living off of this. I can't even, like, you know what I mean? It was just like very overused. But I think most people understand sponsorships, understand that like if they're not a fucking sellout, most people, ourselves included, only work with things that we like. You know what I mean? Like, we deny a ton of ad reads that we don't do for the podcast.
Like, no flat tummy teas or...
Yeah, none of that.
But also, I feel like it is much more normalized now to the point that she doesn't need to be hiding it. That's at all. Insane.
Yeah.
And illegal. Then,
to the point also that if she is sponsored and it is clear that she is, people are like, we don't know if you actually like it or not.
Yeah.
You know? So between that and then her allegedly exaggerated Boston accent, that's a whole other thing where she'll just be like Kim Kardashian just to go like viral on TikTok, you know?
And there's,
you know,
been
the moment I'm talking
multiple
about.
Multiple people that have come out like that grew up in the same area as her or like know her from growing up. And they're like, no one that lives by us talks like that. That's not real. Yeah.
Like, she can have a Boston accent, but this seems to be more exaggerated for social media, because I do think that like the rage baiting on TikTok and stuff, or just like trying to hook people on, she'll open up with a line that's like super, like just the most insane accent you've ever heard, so that people will stay. Or like with the Kim Kardashian thing, they'll stitch it making fun of her. And that's fine for her. You know what I mean? It all results in attention, and it's worked out for her so far. She has a great life. I mean, she's killing it. She's obviously a millionaire. 16.3
million followers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say her home was $16.3 million. I was like, holy
Jesus,
shit.
No. But wait, question. It's definitely
like a couple million.
About her home life. I know that there was, and I'm not trying to speculate, I'm actually just curious. I know that people were speculating a while ago that her and the husband
Cody
that they broke up.
They did not. So here's the thing, and this all is relevant to get to the point that we're gonna get to, but like, she for a while there was just posting beauty content, whatever, and then one day decided to open up and be like, I'm going through something that I can't tell you about, and it's horrible, and I wish I could tell you, but I'm sad, and this has basically been the worst year of my life.
If I came on here and told you I was excited about Christmas today, that would be a lie. And I don't want to do that. Such a positive person to the point where it could be considered chronic. I'm the type of person, whether I'm sad, happy, whatever, I'm going to get up, put on my Christmas jammies, and do candy cane eyeliner. Even if I'm not looking forward to today. I am not doing well. Life is just not sunshine and rainbows right now. As much as I miss that, because I'm such a positive, optimistic person, I don't have it in me right now. I made a valiant effort this year to make sure absolutely no one knew that this year has been the worst year of my life. It has nothing to do with the internet, nothing to do with anything online. It's all off camera. And it's been fucking awful. I'm at a point where I just don't feel like I can fake a smile anymore. Because like the last 2 days I tried filming videos and I just broke down crying.
And then it was like notably like he was not in any of her TikToks for a while. And then also it was around the holidays and she was like going grocery shopping for dinner or something alone. And it was like,
right,
seemed like that had to have been it, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. So she just posted him recently. And I know that people not only thought that they broke up, but people were even speculating on his sobriety because he is sober. And like, they were like, oh no, is he like in a rehab? Like a lot of speculation happened. Now I want to be clear, although I don't agree with like speculating that people are in rehab if you don't know, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like that could be a little bit intense. Michaela herself has been like, I don't give a fuck if you speculate.
Everyone's like, don't post about how you feel unless you want speculation. I don't care if you speculate. I literally don't care. Say whatever you want. Say what you think is happening. I don't care. Like, go ahead. It doesn't affect me in any way. I don't see most of it. I don't seek that shit out, you know what I mean? But it is interesting to see what people think it is.
I'm just being honest and like real and raw with my followers and letting them know that I'm going through something, which I think is fine.
Like, except for that she's not. She's like wanting people to speculate, I feel like, probably for clicks.
I mean, it's hard not to believe that. I don't like to believe that about people, to be honest, like, because that's so sinister. Like, for someone like to sad bait
I would something in their life if it wasn't her.
I know, but to let them speculate about your husband because it's getting you attention, that's some sick shit.
Fucking weird. But like, also, why would you not clarify that that was not it when that is what like 90% of people are speculating?
I do think she said something along the lines of like, me and Cody are good, like in passing in one of the I don't know. So okay. She did address it to some capacity, but not fully. Now, I think people have a lot of valid criticisms about the way that she quote unquote sad baited. And I think that one of them in particular was her on a bed and she was eating, I think, McDonald's. And she's like, you know, I can't even get out of bed. Like, things are so bad. Like, I don't feel well. So I'm just going to eat my food with you guys and whatever. And people, especially like other content creators or whatever, were pointing out like, but you set up a tripod and you turned the lights on and you got ready to film. That's the thing. And all
like,
of that.
If I was like in a severe depressive state and there was something super serious, like, you wouldn't see me. Like, I would not be making content. I know everyone's different. Some people, I guess, cope differently, but
I do think that, like, in general, I know they're very different things, but like, it's like when a creator does like a day in the life with me and they're like filming themselves waking up and you're like, not you having to literally do the whole rigmarole, put the camera up, turn off the lights, lay down. Girl, this is like, from a content creator perspective, you know what the setup looks like. It's the same when people come on camera sobbing.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not just like an impromptu video, it's like literally a setup camera. It's hard for it not to feel inauthentic. So I will say, personally, I am choosing not to believe that she's sad baiting because I don't have like hard evidence of that other than like, sure, she set up the camera and whatever. But I'm choosing to believe that she does have something going on in her life. And maybe having her community just be there for her and show her love, maybe that really does help her. I don't fucking know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like to believe that she's not like sad baiting.
I just say, it has been so interesting watching the public perception of me being sad. Like, just seeing everybody's opinions and shit. The amount of people that are like, she can't be sad, she set up a tripod. It takes 2 seconds to set up a tripod, and I'm a content creator. We create content with tripods.
I think maybe there probably was something going on in her life. Maybe that's what like started it. And then it was like getting a lot of attention. And then potentially she used it in her favor.
Could be. It was like 7 TikToks in a row.
Yeah, that's the thing. It wasn't like she posted one sad one and then was like, it was very much like ongoing and people were commenting on it every single video.
Yeah. And now people are thinking that what we're going to talk about, which is she just launched a brand called POV Beauty. People are starting to think, that
was there like a hiccup in the brand stuff and then that
concocted the whole thing. Like maybe she drummed up that attention so that she could, you know, just weave it all in.
It was like long game marketing plan.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Do I think that's true? Probably not. I don't think that weaves together like perfectly. I think it's like maybe coincidental. I don't know. I do think she's pretty calculated with the way that she does things. So it's not impossible. I don't know.
It feels like
no hard evidence.
A strange move.
Yeah, totally. So what she did was she teased it. I think she posted a few things on the days leading up to the launch. But this TikTok that she posted was a day before the launch, and it says, "Mentally preparing myself to confess to a secret tomorrow that I have been keeping for 2 years."
Oh, come on. Confess two to years. A secret?
Wait, like, isn't that exactly how many years Jaclyn Hill said she was working on her lipsticks? I feel like they always say 2 years. Am I wrong?
I'm asking the wrong person.
They're like, "I have been working on this for 2 years." I'm like,
this is and I've been working on something. This is, I have to confess a secret I've been keeping for 2 years. I'm like, okay. Right. Like, no, you were working on a brand. Stop.
Okay, now we're going to watch like this voiceover that's showing people getting ready for the launch. And then it's her talking about like what inspired it. And yeah, it's a lot. It's like very like meant to be inspirational. So
is this the announcement of the launch?
Well, it was in stages. Her official launch video, I'm going to show you in a second, was like her showing this stuff on the table and being like, "This is what I launched." You know what I mean? Like, not going through them, but just being like,
"But like, what
this is big moment."
What was her first saying? Like, "I am launching a brand."
I mean, she did that Secret Tomorrow thing. That still hadn't been launched. Like, she didn't mention the name of the brand.
She didn't even mention a brand. She just said it. She had a secret.
So after she said the whole secret thing, the next day, this was the big launch video.
I was like, this is weird.
So it's a bit theatrical.
And kind of just weird.
Like, I feel like outfit wise, though, isn't she kind of given like when you guys launched the shared channel and you were in all business?
Okay, so it's funny because I was just thinking about the shared channel launch because, by the way, me and my old coworker slash friend Jocelyn had launched a channel right after Clever had gone to shit, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah. So our promotional pictures were us in business suits. But it's funny because can I show you something really fast?
Oh God. Okay.
Our original launch video for I came up with the idea and it's us. It's first Jocelyn walking down this hallway and then I join her.
That's Mikayla Nogueira.
And it literally
feet
like
only first.
Yep. And then it follows us into our new office and we go into the studio. And we set down our drinks.
Literally, that is so Mikayla coded.
Literally, I'm like, was she a fan? That you get the point. But it's weird because like very similar.
Similar.
And then on top of that we did have those outfits in the pictures.
Well, what's crazy about that is number one, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw like the feet first. I was like, that's giving the shared channel launch. But then also what we're talking about is that she's being accused of stealing someone's brand or like the name and like multiple things from multiple brands.
For the record, and so that's interesting. I don't think she's really stealing it is funny coincidence.
So there's a few things, right? She showed the products and then from there, people saw that it was POV Beauty. And before we get into what people are alleging she stole and whatever, we're going to get into her voiceover. That's what I was originally going to play, where it's like her doing a voiceover on what inspired her.
With the name POV Beauty, like there could have been a much more on the nose, like creative direction that you could have gone with.
What do you mean?
Like a POV camera angle and like,
oh, see, this is why you were a producer. That's a good idea.
Thanks.
Missed opportunity for sure.
I don't really understand what that was.
Well, I don't understand the launch. I personally, that it didn't resonate with me.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was supposed to, but you know, I didn't feel anything extravagant. It was like, okay, just like, I don't know.
Is that supposed to be like, it's all of the makeup that she's tested over the years, now she has her own, I guess, but like still it's like,
right. Yeah, well, what's funny is this is not a makeup line, this is a skincare line. Now supposedly this is called POV Beauty.
Okay.
Supposedly so there's going to be makeup down the line.
Yeah.
But they're starting off with skincare. And okay. We're going to get into the products in a second. But anyway, this is, I keep trying to play this video. This is the video where she's voiceovering why she felt inspired.
Okay.
I wanted Point of View to be different.
Who's that?
My inspiration for the brand came from my days working in beauty retail. Every day, I inspired people to discover their own point of view when it came to their beauty journey. And while I very quickly learned that we each have our own unique identity, mm-hmm. we all have the same aspiration to feel beautiful, to be confident, and to love ourselves no matter where we are on our journey. I created this brand to be a space to tell your stories. I wanted to share my point of view, hoping to inspire you to explore and share yours.
I'm sorry, I already hate it. Okay, wait, I'm sorry, I'm such a hater, but
I mean, it's really generic.
No, it's literally her trying to convince people that she's not just doing it for money. Yes, yeah. You are. It's like, I wanted to inspire you. You wanted to create a product, which, okay, everybody's motivation could be different, but you are looking to create a product people will buy. You are not trying to give people a point of view.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And also, you're not bringing them something they don't already have.
Oh, again, we're going to look into the products. Absolutely, none of this seems to me to be something that's like completely different. Even if it's like a better formulation than the other ones that are similar on the market, that could be. But it's not something new that's never been done before, which can anything be done that wasn't already done?
No,
possibly.
But
you can get really out of the box.
Usually you try and find some kind of gap in the market.
Right,
but
right,
also,
right.
I feel like her being like, I wanted to show my POV. Isn't that where your TikTok is, girl?
I guess the POV thing isn't hitting me. Like, I'm just like, what is the POV?
But then also, she like went from, everyone has their own POV, but we all have the same aspiration.
Yeah, it's like, everyone
so it's
has
like,
their
okay,
own POV,
why are we, where
but
the
I want
POV
you to
go?
Buy my POV. Yeah. It's like, I
and these super generic products. Also, this girl applying this looks like she's like slitting. I feel like it reminds me of Dexter when he cuts the slices in people's cheeks so he can get them.
Jesus Christ, Lily.
You didn't watch Dexter.
I did.
Oh, but does it not? Watch it again. It looks like she's like slicing her cheek
just
open.
Looks like she's putting on skincare. I don't know.
By
look how hard she presses.
Explore and share yours. Each product is thoughtfully curated based on what I felt was missing in the market. And to highlight my favorite step of the beauty routine, skin prep. And it's not just any skin prep. You think I'm just going to slap my name on something?
Yes.
These are a potent blend of Korean-inspired ingredients with a two-step fermentation process. It helps to intensely moisturize, brighten, and even the skin tone.
You emphasizing different adjectives isn't really
convincing me. The
products
are dermatologist approved and have consumer and clinical claims to back them up. And the reason it took 2 years is because it needed to be perfect. It was my mission that these products could beautifully layer on the skin, give you instant and long-term results, and most importantly, not pill. Products feature powerful ingredients like fermented rice water, squalane, biopeptide complexes, niacinamide, glycerin, panthenol, snow mushroom, hyaluronic acid. These formulas are unbelievable, and I am incredibly proud of them. What you're seeing is the behind the scenes of the photo shoot where we shot the products. And just to show you how visual these products are, look at this before and after. This has drenched it on one side and the other side is completely clean. You can see her skin is brought to life
with
hydrated, juicy, glowy products on these models. The results are absolutely insane. I can't wait for you to get your hands on these and to discover what's your point of view.
I don't know
what
that means.
What's your point of view?
I'm so confused. My point of view is confused.
My point of view is wet based on the look how glowy.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. She's like, look at how shiny. You just literally drenched it. Hold on, because I really, that's not the one I wanted to see.
This is beauty from my point of view.
What does that mean?
My point of view, my point of view, my point of view.
My point of view is a full B.
Soft glam.
Expressive.
Sultry dazzle.
My point of view is mature.
Bold.
Glamorous.
My point of view is cool.
My point of view is love.
I know this may seem stupid, but like, love isn't a point of view.
I feel like I've seen
Am I dumb?
Like, no. That's, again, the brand messaging, the whole, like, it's pretty weak. I also feel like that is giving, like, is it Maybelline? Like, I feel like someone already does that, where it's like, my Maybelline is, I don't know if it's Maybelline, but it's like, my blah 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 is blank.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know, this just feels super unoriginal, and like, it just doesn't really hit.
Right, right. I'm like, just clicking through her most recent videos, so I want to see this one, because there was one in particular I saw. Number one, also, why was everyone wearing makeup? Did you notice that?
No, but I'm not surprised.
But it's like, this is skincare. It can probably go under makeup, but maybe some people shouldn't have it on.
I am not okay. I'm going to Korea. Like, what?
I'm done.
I'm going to Korea. I am not okay.
Ah, yes. A year ago, I was crying about going to Korea, but what you didn't know is that I secretly went to Korea to go to Korean labs and work directly with Korean chemists to formulate my products. Point of View is formulated, made, and manufactured in Korea. They are truly first in class with skincare and make the best formulas in the world, and I am so grateful my products are made here. It is so satisfying to watch my products be brought to life. Here you can see Whippet getting put into the jazz. Look at how creamy. I told you it looks like Cool Whip. I want to eat it. One thing I've learned since becoming a founder is that there are so many pieces to make this puzzle, and this is one of them. The thousands and thousands of products being filled. They quality check it. Girl, they make sure it's perfectly packaged and ready to go. Here you can see they're checking every lock on Glaze It to make sure it works. It's one thing to say my products are made in Korea, but to be able to say I actually got to go work directly with and meet the chemists who make my products. I first went to Korea a year ago to formulate my products, and then I spent that entire year perfecting them. And now we're here. Well, and they're being filled to be in.
You didn't perfect them, ma'am.
Well, yeah. So she, and even she showed herself like mixing and stuff.
That's like when we went to the Lush factory and made bath bombs. Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I had, I worked with a company, IGXO, who formulated my liquid lipstick that I launched, and it's now no longer available, okay? Nobody go running to buy. It was great. I loved it. But basically, yeah, you work with a chemist, and essentially you tell them, this is the kind of vibe I want. This is the color scheme that I want. I wanted like a mix of these two colors that I really loved, and so they kept working on it to see if they could get it right, but I didn't want it too dry and all that stuff. Yeah, they can do that. But like, you are not formulating shit. And you're definitely not mixing anything in the factory. I think she wants to appear super hands-on, but like, as hands-on as she may be, notice that she said that she went back home and kept formulating it. Like, they just kept sending her samples.
Exactly.
And then she was just notes. Just too moist, too whatever.
She's already like, when I became a founder, just say you launched a business. She's already being kind of pretentious about it.
I watched Chelsea CC Suarez's video on this, and she was talking about how this is under the same umbrella company that like helps like Skims and Kosas and stuff like that. So like, she is under an umbrella company. And I don't think people realize that although she's a millionaire, whatever, it is not cheap to launch a brand. Like, no. To this level, like, it's an insane venture. And like, there's more than likely you're going to have business partners.
Yeah. This isn't like we're going to launch it and hopefully we can get a few stores to pick it up. This is like, there's absolutely big money behind it, I'm sure.
Okay. I think I finally found the video that I was looking for.
The last 2 years have all led up to this. I can't believe it's finally here. My whole life, my whole world is about to change. And I'm terrified, if I'm honest. But the last 5 years as a content creator, I kept asking myself, what's next for me? You know, what is my legacy? And now I know the answer. Every day I am grateful for the privilege to have the community that I do. And you guys have supported me wholeheartedly over the last 5 years. I genuinely could not do this without you. I wouldn't do this without you. You have built up my confidence. You have helped me improve as an artist, become a better person.
I don't know. They're all getting their makeup done.
And they're in her getting their makeup done. I hope I've inspired
you in some way too. 2 years ago, I started working on a project that means the entire world to me. And it's finally ready to be in your hands. And I'm really emotional about it.
Because
it's 2 years of keeping secrets from you.
and working behind the scenes to bring this project and this vision to life. And now it's actually about to happen. What I am about to reveal to the world is something I am so incredibly proud of. It's a project with meaning, something that actually matters, something that makes a difference. My community has inspired me so much over the years to be...
I'm sorry, are you launching a charity? Because what the fuck? No,
okay. I was literally about to say, and I have not seen it anywhere, that a portion of this goes to any charity.
If
but if it doesn't, that is insane.
Charitable angle, like, I'm gonna, that means something that really matters. Like, it's skincare.
It's skincare that has been done before. And then also, the only difference it's going to make is in your life and your partner's life.
Yeah.
Because people are going to buy it and you're going to profit greatly. So it's like,
not even like,
what is the difference?
Skincare is in like, it's going to help people with their acne or help people. It's like, no, it's like, moisturizer.
Yeah, I'm confused. I mean, I know that Michaela has done a few things. Like, I know she gives away like PR packages and stuff and like gives, you know, a bunch of her PR away to her followers regularly. And I also know she just recently gave like a bunch of her expensive handbags to a charity. I'm not saying she's not a charitable person at
but
times. I am
the,
saying
the root of
that
the
I don't
brand.
Know of any charity affiliated with this company so far. At least that's not been vocalized at all. So it's like, what difference are you making? Interesting script.
Interesting script. And again, like, why the hell are we watching these models all and you get your makeup done for the first however like minute of this? At least
why are you when I saw this skincare. I was like, so they're launching makeup?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Like, that is 100% what she is making it look like. And then it's like, actually, no makeup.
This is so confusing.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, ZocDoc.
When was the last time that any of you needed to go to the doctor, but you pushed it off because you don't want to call the office, you don't want to be on hold for an hour, you don't want to find someone that takes your insurance? Well, I have good news for you. ZocDoc is going to solve that problem.
Mostly because you don't have to talk to anyone on the phone, because it's a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click instantly to book an appointment. And when they say instantly, they mean instantly. You don't have to call again. It's great.
And we're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every single specialty. And if you don't know what doctor you have to see, you can actually even search by symptom and they will help you find a doctor that can see you. And then once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings. And then you could choose a time slot that works for you and then click instantly to book a visit.
Yeah, it's great. It shows you like their little schedule. And usually most of them are available within 24 to 72 hours.
So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/GWKT to find and instantly book a top rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/DWKT, ZocDoc.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to ZocDoc for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Myself, and not just that, but own who I am. And with this project, I want to do the same thing for you. What? I want to inspire you to love who you are, to be yourself, to try every single day. Give yourself the credit you deserve. We what? All have a story. We all deserve to be
it's
heard.
It's skincare.
We all have something about us that makes us unique. But don't forget that what makes us different is actually what we have in common. What? And I wouldn't have it any other way.
What?
What the fuck are you saying? Fire
that is
your creative
sentence.
Director or hire one. Because what
yeah,
is this?
That is insane. What makes us different is actually what doesn't make us different. And I don't know if you knew that. And it's really important that you do.
And now I'm going to come out with this very generic skincare line that you probably already have all the items and now you just have to buy new ones.
This is insane. I'm sorry. This is absolute. This is not even the reason we're covering this
just,
at all. But like,
there's zero.
What is this?
Direction that makes sense.
I know. Okay. So this is the branding, right? They've got whip it, glaze it, drip it, drench it. You know, you get it. That's like their branding. It's very
lots
basic
of wet.
Looking. Lots of wet. When I looked at this, it reminded me of something and I didn't know really what it was. But people have, you know, they've got some ideas. One is The Ordinary, yeah. Which is like very similar branding where it's like white and then like just like a statement like The Ordinary. Like,
yeah,
you know
like
what I mean?
Kind of a similar
kind of
font,
giving that.
I guess.
Yes. And then also Rode Beauty is a big one because the glazing milk or whatever is like the same thing as her glazing milk. I'm almost positive. I want to say Michaela's even used it. And so a lot of people are like saying you have used a bunch of products that are similar to these and raved about them. You know
but
what I mean?
They
and
made
it just
in
feels
Korea?
Like she's pulling from those. Well, I will say Korean skincare is pretty
it's
much
great.
The best of the
no,
best.
No, I agree. But like she's just shoving that part down her throat because that's apparently what's making it different. But it's like, I'm sure there's plenty of Korean skincare lines that you could buy that aren't you slapping your name on it.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, that aren't super expensive because
oh
this
god
is
how much
expensive.
Is it
well actually shout out to multiple people so shout out to
Cece Suarez because she found on a Reddit someone like literally found the codes of her website. And then through those codes, you could see all the prices and like future products that we're going to launch.
Oh, shit. People
and then deciphered it and put it on this list.
Like, people are so good.
I know, right?
Fucking FBI agents.
We've got Glaze It for $28, which is a tacky primer. We've got Drip It, which is $36 for a glow serum. That's pretty pricey.
A glow serum.
Now, I will say it's not insane.
No.
Like, it's not like a drunk elephant prices, but it's still like pretty pricey.
I use Peach and Lily. I feel like it's...
Is it similar to that?
Yeah, which is also pretty.
We've got Drench It for $34, which is the priming milk. Is that more?
There's a primer and a priming milk.
Lots of priming. Yeah. Let me see how much Rhodes is. So this is
$2
more than Hailey Bieber's priming milk.
Interesting.
So, yeah. The lip... thing, the line filling lip repair, $22 for some lip balm. And then their bundles, it goes up to $134.
Isn't there a Whip It one as well?
Yeah, Whip It is $38.
And that's just like a moisturizer?
Just a moisturizer. So
you're going to be really moist.
That expensive.
I have to say, I know a lot of celebrities when they come out with skincare or makeup, it's kind of like, okay, like, did we really need this? Or like, does it really make sense? And I know, I feel like people did give Hailey Bieber, I mean, they give every celebrity shit probably, but I feel like she got shit maybe when she first launched it. But I got to say,
yeah,
that she has great skin. I don't think that's necessarily because of her own products, but she does have good skin.
Ever tried from Rhode is excellent. Like, yeah, literally, so the thing I'm using on my lips right now is Rhode. Like, I do like the brand. But anyway, as far as branding goes, this is just kind of a funny tidbit. Our researcher put in here that here's a food ad that I thought was her skincare line. And that does kind of look like it. Like, I think the branding in general is not revolutionary,
no, it's
but
not
I think
unique
minimalistic
at all.
Branding is in. And she's just going with that. You know what I mean? I don't think she's like copying people.
And I don't think there's a problem with minimalistic branding, but it just feels like there's no aspect of her brand so far that I've seen that's unique at all.
I will agree.
Again, like the products, brand messaging is just kind of like, huh?
Yeah, confusing. It does seem a bit all
over
the place.
It's a lot of like buzzwords, like let's be inspirational and like be about beauty and natural beauty. But then it's like all of her ads have the girls in like a lot of makeup.
Yeah. Moving on to her addressing people's concerns about like, why is everyone wearing makeup in this branding? You know, these videos are confusing and conflicting. Yep. She put up this Instagram story that says, morning, just been on a cloud over here. POV Beauty has received more love than I could have ever imagined. I've seen a few people confused why I have makeup on in the campaign. That is because it is specifically designed to skin prep, all in caps, for makeup, all in caps. It is not just skincare. It is meant to be used with your makeup.
Okay. But like, we never even see you using the
skin. That's true. Yeah, we just saw it. Well, like, assuming they had it underneath.
We did see some of the models, I guess. But like, she just, it's straight to the makeup. Where it's like, okay.
So this is kind of interesting. I think that is kind of what she's presenting as the unique aspect here. She's saying this is not skincare and it's not makeup. It's skincare that goes under your makeup. And I know people use the Rhode milk a lot for under makeup.
And they'll like mix
it. It's not advertised that way.
Yeah.
I will say that is a hefty claim because every foundation has a different, like some are oil-based, some are water-based, some might not work with this formulation.
And it's funny you say that because I remember when, I don't know if we covered it, but I know Angelica did, and it was when I was still editing for her, that there was a video that she did where it was like, was it just products she hates or products she's never tried before? And then she was trying all of them and then she was giving them all like super negative reviews. But I remember one of the criticisms was that she was putting on like way too much. She wasn't using them right. And she was like putting on too much or like not the right stuff. In order, I don't know. I don't remember what the products were specifically, but I just remember one of the criticisms being like that she was like using too many products or like not in the right order. Or, like it didn't work because she wasn't using something or was, I don't remember. It's interesting because I feel like, first of all, the fact that you need, like I would assume that the idea is you buy all of them and use them. The fact that you would need that many things to just like drench your face.
You don't.
Like
you don't.
It's, that's bullshit.
I mean,
bullshit.
I use two things. I do use like a tacky primer and then like a moisturizing situation.
Yeah, but like,
but you don't need all
a
that.
Glow and like a milk and like all the shit. It's like, okay, you're selling people things they don't need.
Right, for sure.
If that is like the main draw of like, hey, you use this with your makeup, and because there are different formulations of makeup that you need to use, like if it's oil-based, if there was like clearly marked so it was like easy to identify which to use with which makeup, kind of like if there was different options, that would make sense to me because I feel like that is something that's not super clear, and that's why people will be like, why does my foundation not look good, and they find out later that it's because it's not the right base, if she was like clear about which one was which, like, sure, that actually seems like it would be helpful. But this is just,
but
like,
now it seems like she's just like broadly saying this is perfect for your makeup. Yeah. And it's like, what if it's not?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on to the reason we are gathered here today, it is because there is a small business. It's Canadian. Okay. So most of the stuff we're going to be reading is in French, but it is called POV Beauty. So right now, when you search POV Beauty,
stop.
Michaela's TikToks will come up. They're the second search, but the first search is povbeauty.ca because it's a Canadian website. Now, one can assume that once POV Beauty launches, it's not currently live, the website's not live yet, that that will shun povbeauty.ca to the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's probably what will happen, even though it's Canadian. And I think that we'll look into what they offer and stuff and how they are technically different
that
brands.
That doesn't matter.
But the brand...
Do a quick Google search. This name isn't so great that you couldn't have found another one.
Well, that's the thing. So right now... all you have to do is Google it to see that there is povbeauty.ca.
Yeah.
And they do makeup, so it's not skincare. But as we know, Michaela is looking to expand in the future to makeup. So it's like...
well, it's already confusing even for her brand. It's like if people Google it and that's what comes up, they're going to think that's the website for
right,
it.
Right, right. And the reason we even know about this is because, number one, when people were searching for Michaela's website, which is not live yet, they found this website. And then I think that's what alerted the owner to it.
But also, side note, aside from the name, what do you mean you launched your brand and there was no website?
Well, it's launching the 26th. So she's doing like a hype thing.
Then at least have a landing page or something that's going to pop up that says like coming soon. Like the fact that there's just no website.
I don't think there is.
If you go to povbeauty.com, it is Michaela. This is what I would be... expecting.
Oh, okay. So it does there. Have a landing page. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But also just, interesting that she again has full glam.
Like not even like a natural
no,
beat.
It's full
like
glam.
Full glam. And it says the countdown is on POV email address. So they are asking people for their emails to let them know when it's live.
And phone
I will
number.
Say horrible SEO. Like I couldn't even find it when I put POV Beauty Michaela website.
When you're someone as big as Michaela, there are people that know how to do that.
Find a name that has good SEO or just to,
no,
like,
to
put
get
you
it in a good SEO.
Like, right. This seems like a little bit amateur yeah. for this operation.
Yeah.
So I guess she does have a website, but povbeauty.ca is what comes up when you just search POV Beauty. Anyway, so now we're going to go to the owner of povbeauty.ca's statement on Instagram. It's important to note that he only speaks French, and so this is translated from French to English. Therefore, certain things may not be 100% the same sentiment, but the overall vibe is likely the same. Also, we're still staring at the landing page of Michaela.
Looks like she has that
Photoshop
mascara on.
Queen. This is Photoshopped.
Oh, for sure. Which, like, don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, I'll retouch a picture too. Like, our billboard one. Retouched it a little, but like
we were on a billboard, we weren't selling skincare.
That is my problem here. I was like, but I'm not coming out with a skincare line. So
to me, that's a very different thing.
Yeah, no, it is.
I feel like if you're selling skincare to any capacity, even if it's ones that's supposed to be like under makeup, show us what that really looks like. Because otherwise, what the fuck are we doing
this
here?
This is your promotional photo is insane.
This is kind of giving Jaclyn Hill when she was accused of taking that Cozy brand. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was Cozy, K-O-Z-E. Mm-hmm. And then Jaclyn's was like all like blankets and, you know, just, I don't know. I think it was literally just blankets, wasn't it?
I think the Cozy, the other brand was just clothes, maybe.
I think it was clothes like sweatshirts and sweatpants.
But even that, like, this is more of a conflict, I feel like.
Because it is both in the same genre, but also, you have to know, Michaela doesn't have makeup yet. Now, if she launches makeup and then also has lip oils and luminizers, is that going to tramp all over this person?
I feel like it doesn't even matter if she has lip oils or luminizers. Like, as long as she has makeup,
really?
That is like a problem. Because if you were looking for POV Beauty makeup and you see that there's another option.
I mean, it seems like the business owner agrees with you because he said, betray, sad, angry, humiliate, and heartbroken. This is how I feel right now about the launch of Michaela's brand. I feel like someone has just sawed off both my legs, that my greatest pride has been stolen. In short, I don't have the words to describe how helpless I am. It's been almost a year since the brand was created, and to see that someone took your name, your concept, when you have invested all your savings, your passion, and much more, I don't know how to react or what to do right now. It saddens me to an unimaginable extent. And then he launched a 10% off sale from the 12th to the 14th of March, and the code was copycat.
Stop it.
Petty, but you know, kind of funny.
I mean, this is something that it's like we talked about it back when we did the like Pretty Little Liars podcast situation where it was like, okay, a quick Google. And like podcasts, it depends, but I feel like especially that one, it was like, it wasn't exactly the same. There were some other words or something. This is right. Like, if you Googled POV Beauty and saw that there was a makeup brand and you know that you are going to eventually launch makeup, then right. that's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I know that it doesn't seem like she has a lot of people really guiding the brand and the voice and stuff, but like she has lawyers and like there's like a whole terms and conditions and stuff already on her website. Like she has legal people and I guarantee you this wasn't an accident. Like, I mean, I don't think she stole the name. I think she just didn't care that someone else already had the name. It just sucks because even if it's not like enforceable by law, you shouldn't. Come on. And again, it's not like this yeah. is like this super unique, this like, how could she ever imagine the brand being named anything else? Like, well, there's no vision here
and
anyway.
The more that she tried to sell it to be like, my POV is love.
It got
my
weirder. POV.
Girl, I don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, no, that's like, if there was some like super distinct vision that she was like putting forth that it was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense for Michaela. And like, it seems like they put so much thought and creativity.
So much more defendable.
And this is so like, maybe we could talk about. That is missing. That has been missing from the first video we saw.
Right. And I think that we established in the cozy days that people just don't generally agree with this. You know, when Kaylin Nicholson, or I think that was her name, was being drowned out SEO-wise by Jaclyn Hill, people had a huge issue with that. You know what I mean? And I think that that same energy should probably be held for Michaela because it's like, obviously this is going to affect him.
Exactly.
Even if they don't sell the same things right now, because I think that's valid
it's
too.
It's brand confusion alone is
brand confusion will definitely happen. Yeah.
And SEO competition as well. But it is the same idea of like a huge corporation and
right.
like drowning out a small business and just like not giving a fuck. And it's like, yeah, Michaela is a new brand and she isn't a huge corporation, but she is arguably more influential than a lot of large businesses because
sure.
she already does have this built-in following and she already does have so much SEO stuff working in her favor because of her TikTok. That then this is just like, it's a slap in the face.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, girlies. We do have an update because there has been a TikTok posted by POV Beauty, the Canadian one, not Michaela's. And it's actually, surprisingly, an apology.
Hi, y'all. I just want to clear the air a little about the whole situation with the launch of Michaela brand, name Point of View. And I did post a story on Instagram that might be misinterpret in some way. And I just think this whole thing got blown out of proportions. Because now people tell me to kill myself and more hateful stuff. So I just want to move from it. By those who said that my brand is not even registered in Quebec. It is. There was a mix-up in the paperwork. And it actually registered to my personal name, my civil name. Can we say that? Yeah. And not the brand itself. And it was brought to my attention pretty recently when I got the paperwork to renew my registered number, but I'm actually in the process of correcting it, so I thank y'all for your concern, but it's actually taken care of. And about I think the big part of this video is the stolen name. Let me just say that I post that Instagram story really when I was feeling a lot of emotions. Like I said, I was sad, I was angry, and mostly I was humiliated, but at myself in a way, and I didn't necessarily understood what was happening right now, and I just act in the action, and I shouldn't, but at the end of the day I did it, and I'm not gonna deny that. And also I want to clear things out. I don't have anything against Michaela. I don't hate her, I don't wish her any harm. I never wanted this to be an attack to her, but it got translated as that. And for that, I'm so sorry. It never was the intention. But like I said, I simply act out of emotions and didn't necessarily analyze the whole situation and ask the right person, like, what's going on and what can I do and what's my responsibility. Like, am I in the wrong or not? I simply act on it, which I deeply regret today because I did that mistake. And people twisted some of my words to make it feel like I said she stole my brand when I just expressed how I felt. I hope you get the nuance in that. And for me, it's literally two things different, and I never wanted that to be this whole thing. And yeah, I'm really seeing both sides on this right now. So, you know, a lot of people called me pathetic, and then I'm entitled, and I tried to have my 5 minutes of fame, and this was all a money grab, which was never the intention, and it never occurred to me to do so. Never will be the purpose of this brand. This is not what I stand for, and again, I'm sorry for that. The thing that I really want to clarify is what it means for this brand, for the future, and what will change, and what I will do to make it right. I'm gonna stop taking advice from people who don't have my best interests at heart and don't have necessarily the knowledge on the matter. And of course, I will change my paperwork. And like I said, my registered, since it got registered as my personal name and not the brand itself, like I said, it's in the process of being correct. And of course, I'm gonna change the name POV Beauty for POV by Sam, and we'll trademarket it probably. And that's mainly what's gonna happen for the future. And I'm so sorry if some person took my story as a cry for help, a cry for attention. Again, who thinks that was a money grab, that I'm so pathetic and so dramatic about this, and that I wanted to sabotage her brand, which was in no shape or form my goal. I apologize also if some of you right now feel betrayed or are sad or angry at all of what I say right now and my part of responsibility in this. Your feeling is valid and I never will discredit. I just feel that me personally, I need to clear things out, mainly because I don't want this to be this big. And for that, I'm so sorry. I just think we all need to understand that when it comes to my brand, I'm gonna defend it no matter what. And with all my energy and all this passion that I have for it. And I think it's one of my greatest qualities, but also my nemesis in a way, because I'm literally acting like a mama bear and didn't necessarily see the whole thing. So for the future, I'm gonna learn from this, work on myself on that. And I'm so sorry again if people felt betrayed in all of this, but I care too much about this brand to literally just said like, oh yeah, that's okay. For me, it felt important, and that's why I posted that. But I should have, you know, taken a step back, like I said, and just observe it all, and just move forward like I'm gonna do right now. So again, I'm sorry if people felt that way.
So, I mean, as we said in the episode, there was no legal grounds to go against Michaela and try and fight her for this, because clearly she did go through the proper channels. There is a POV Beauty trademark registered by the company Michaela's working with. So I don't think she did anything wrong. It's really just the question of like whether she knew or not. And at the end of the day, I don't think we're ever going to find that out. And the comment section is mixed. There's some people supporting Michaela. There's some supporting Sam. And then there's a few that I just wanted to read because I thought they were insane. This is like a common sentiment. This is not like one comment. This was quite a few. I'll read three of them. The first one is, I'm confused as it's two different brand names. No one is going to confuse them. Yours is POV and hers is Point of View. Yours is called POV. Hers is Point of View. I feel like it's a little different, and that has over 1,200 likes. Guys, are we kidding? Like, even if you verbally are supposed to say Point of View Beauty, it's like her website is povbeauty.com, and the other one is povbeauty.ca. So, no, they're not different. Like, that is the definition of brand confusion. And then another one says, the names are very, very different. Hers is Point of View. Yours is POV. Not the same. So let's make sure you understand this. The patronizing? Like, oh my, are you kidding? Like, let's make sure you understand. Google POV beauty. Tell me what comes up. What do you mean? I don't understand. Anyway, no word from Michaela yet, but I don't really expect there to be one. So that's it for the update, and back to us.
Now, we'll just end it on this. We do have Jeffree Star weighing in, because of course he would. That little gremlin just wants to comment at any time. And it's pretty, he really doesn't hold back.
Has he ever had any incidents where he like copied anyone? Or is his stuff pretty much unique?
Trying to think.
I was going to say, I feel like it is unique, but I could also see there being some.
All I remember is him not paying the artist for the logo. That was like Kat Von D's whole accusation against him. I don't recall if he's had any issue with copying.
Because especially with his branding and stuff, he's had, like, he's been so vocal about, like, how much time he puts into that specifically.
Right.
Which is something that I feel like Michaela cannot say. Yeah, I'm curious to hear for once.
I'm so uninspired. I'm not kidding. I really thought it was going to be, like, a moment.
Why?
And the brand is called Point of View. The only point of view I have is that you're a fucking liar. And you never apologize.
It cut out there, but I'm like, if he said she never apologized, that's rich.
Does he mean for Lashgate?
Yeah, probably. And he always calls her a liar and like all this shit. But I'm like, so over Jeffree Star pretending he is like the only person who tells the truth, and all his fans say the same shit. And I'm like, are we talking about the same Jeffree Star who's never addressed? I'm telling you, it always goes back to the guy who he kicked down those stairs who was so drunk.
It's very vivid in my mind. He seems like he like compartmentalizes his personal and like digital footprint in his business. And I think his business, I could be wrong, but it seems like his business has been something he's built to be very like honest and transparent, so people only look at that and don't really consider the rest of it. But yeah, he really leans into like his brand's reputation and takes that on as his own and uses it to then shit on other people.
For the cash cow, and the money was just gonna keep pouring in, so I'm never gonna acknowledge my mistakes. That's what she told y'all last year. Okay, well, I'm boarding a flight in 30 minutes, so I was actually really excited for this.
What? Why?
Why?
I was like, okay, she's made so much money. She's gonna find the best labs. It's gonna be the coolest packaging. And then you're launching a skincare brand and your ad is in full makeup. What does that have to do with your serum?
Okay, you're right there.
Yeah, of course, Catherine, because teen girls are influenced by people and they don't fully have a developed brain yet. That's what's disappointing. So y'all are gonna waste your money on someone that don't really give up about y'all.
I mean,
that's what's confusing. That's full makeup for a skincare line? And the Photoshop, girl.
It's really unreal.
A soothing priming milk, a road ripoff, a glow serum, a hydrating whipped cream, and a tacky primer. Okay. Anyway, back to the real world. I wish everyone the best on their endeavors, and I hope it's really successful.
A rare I'm W done. For Jeffree.
An extremely rare W for Jeffree. I don't think we've ever said that sentence on this fucking channel.
I know, that's why it's rare.
But anyway, that's where we're at. She is continuing on with the launch as planned, hasn't addressed any of that. I don't know that she would. Again, I mean, a lot of people don't know this
it's
other
skincare
brand that's calling
meant
her out.
For makeup, so that's how she addressed it.
Well,
she had to use the products before she put the makeup on for the full beat for her promo picture. So, obviously.
Yeah. I will say, you know, for the person that owns povbeauty.ca, this at the very least is a small amount of exposure in the beginning. Like, I feel like people who didn't know about the brand because of this might learn about them, and maybe hopefully that would be a good help. Or like, obviously it's not going to fix anything or like make everything amazing for them, because they're still going to be drowned out in a few weeks. But now I'm remembering though as well, seeing Chelsea's video, she talked about how POV Beauty was trademarked in the US a year ago. POVbeauty.ca is saying that they launched a year ago. So we don't know conceptually what came first, the chicken or the egg.
But yeah, you know, even if there was like a timeline that made Michaela look not is shady about it, then like you would think you would come forward with that and be like, we didn't realize we had trademarked it, so we didn't look into it again. I mean, I feel like that's something you should continually look in before launch, but
yeah, I think people are assuming the worst about her, but at the same time, that's kind of,
it could have been an unfortunate mistake, but it just like feels like you could have still.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying like at the same time, this is the persona you have built. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have very much like your reputation.
There's a reason you, people unfortunately, are jumping to
this is a result of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might not have been intentional, but it's just, it doesn't change the fact that it sucks for that person.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do have another topic, so we'll get to that. This one's a little bit bizarre. I saw it on my For You page, started watching it, but then I was like, okay, no. Gotta turn it off. Just send it to the researcher. That'll be our next topic.
Okay, what is it?
So this is about the nail salon assault.
Nail salon assault? Okay. Jesus.
Someone got assaulted at a nail
salon. Oh, wait, I did see something about this. Someone got an infection, yeah.
So the person we're talking about is Haven, and she has 28,000 followers on TikTok. I'm almost positive most of those came from this situation. Mm-hmm. But she has a few parts describing what happened at the nail salon, and then we have a follow-up, and then we have the nail salon's response. So let's just get to it.
Is she the one that got assaulted?
Yes, she is. Because she's doing this with scratches still on her face.
Oh.
Story time on how I was assaulted at a nail salon.
You cannot do it.
Get off the nail.
I can't believe
you not.
I still can't believe that shit happened. Yeah, we got a couple claw marks. My neck is as bad as it was. It's not funny. It's really not funny. I don't need to be laughing at this. It's not funny. Kind of is. I don't know if I'm able to post the whole video though, because her face is in it. Also, I don't know if TikTok would like that. Let's just start from the very beginning. Me and my sister went to this nail salon. It's in our local hometown. It's been there forever. I used to go there in high school, and it was good. It was really good. You remember in my previous video, I said, look at my busted nails, and I still paid for the removal? That's what this is. We paid for the services in full. We didn't argue. We were just like, you know, I said no thank you, my sister paid, and that was that. Later, that following evening, my sister is starting to have a terrible reaction. Her eyes are super red and itchy and bumpy. Her nail is swollen and inflamed. As a cosmetologist, I know I'm kind of beating myself up for it because just the state of the salon, we should have left. We shouldn't have been there. It was extremely dirty. She was using obviously unsanitized implements on my sister. Dirty nail files, dirty clippers, dirty station. Just the station wasn't even wiped down. You could see nail residue just on the station. So my sister calls the following day asking for a refund or even a partial refund. The lady was beyond rude, just like she was during my sister's nail appointment. Once I sat down to get my nails removed, I came in to get a full set acrylics and a soap off. At the time, I had Gel-X on my nails, so I just wanted a fresh set of acrylics. I haven't had them in a while, dang. She sits me down, we sit down next to each other, and the lady looks at my nails and says, what's this? I said, it's Gel-X. She said, you can't soak that off in acetone. I was like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I don't want to argue with you nor tell you how to do your job, but yes, you can. Anyone who knows anything, acetone will eat through anything. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. So she then tries to pop them off with another nail tip. I politely reminded her, I didn't ask for a pop off. I asked for a soak off because I want it done the right way. You cannot pop off Gel-X. It's already so damaging when someone does that with acrylics. I couldn't imagine Gel-X. I couldn't. She put both AirPods in and completely disassociated. Anytime my sister would ask for a tweak or anything on her nails, the lady would ignore her. We would just look at each other kind of in disbelief, like she's not listening. I almost wanted to just tap the desk and be like, are you here? Are you listening? It was so bad. It was just so rude. And she was extremely rude to her on the phone. My sister called back multiple times saying, hey, this is not getting any better. If I have to go get like antibiotics or whatever to take care of this, I will be sending this to you. Like, I'm not paying for this. Like, I don't think even a partial refund that she was asking for towards the end of just the bullshit of her just being dismissive, a partial refund would have been $30. Come on, lady. So after my sister called me like super upset about the whole thing, I decided to call just to get their license number and her name, because I have every right as a client, as a customer, to get state board in there to check it out. I know what this is supposed to look like. I know that they are not up to code and there's a million different violations in that nail salon. And again, I have every right for the safety of other customers and other clients to have them check it out. I don't see a problem with that. I just don't. Call me petty. Call me whatever you want. I really don't care. Call the nail salon and say, hello, I'm calling to get the name and license number of the lady who performed a service on my sister the other day. Immediately, she starts going off, already cussing at me over the phone. She's screaming and yelling, telling me that I have no business asking her for that, and she's sure as hell not going to give it to me over the phone, and that if I want it, I have to come to the salon to get it, and then hangs up the phone. Again, super disrespectful, super dismissive. Truthfully, I don't think she thought I was going to show up. I think she thought I was just going to forget it and let it be. You got the wrong one, girl. You got the wrong one. So I was like, okay, that's a bet. Nail salons and any service,
they have to have it like hung on the wall, like out in the open.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Can't she just come and just take a picture? I mean,
yeah, yeah, but that's what she's going to do. Yeah.
Nails, hair salons, esthetician salons have to have their license posted for the public and for customers to see.
Right.
It's basically a, yeah, I'm certified to do this. I know what I'm doing type thing. But it has to be public. It has to be front of salon. Everyone has to be able to see it. So I walk in there very politely, no, very kindly. Not. I'm recording so that I can go ahead and just get the license picture and get out. Oh my God. This is where it goes south.
Okay, so then that was part one. Okay. Now we're moving on to part two.
Okay.
I say, hi, how are you? He said, good, how are you? I said, I'm good, thank you. It started off polite. It started off nice. I said, I spoke with somebody on the phone earlier, and I'm here to get a license number and name of the person who performed a service on my sister. She said, that's when she lost it. I don't have to give you anything. I told you I'm not giving you a refund. We're way past a refund. We are way past a refund at this point. I lift my phone to get the wall of licenses. She grabs my wrist, shoves my face, and is like attacking me, like attacking me. And I just start screaming like, do not touch me. Do not touch me. It took every single ounce of patience in me to absolutely knock the hell out of her. She rips her license off of the wall, slams it down on the desk. I'm trying to get the salon's license number, and then obviously, I came in there for hers. I'm not leaving without it at that point. I'm not leaving without it. So what do? I snatched that hoe. I snatched it right off the desk and went to the other side of the salon to get a clear photo of it. So then another lady from the back, she was kind of there the whole time. I don't even know really where she came from because I was not, my back was turned to them. Rookie mistake, I guess. This lady like runs and jumps, not even jumps, just like attacks me from the back.
Jesus.
And is trying to take my phone. And then the other lady is in front of me also trying to take
what the fuck? Can you imagine the security footage of this?
Like what? Spider monkey on the back.
Like what is happening?
I'm being like just berated between both of these women, and I'm just honestly, I'm kind of in shock the whole time. Like, get off me, you're not allowed to touch me, stop touching me. And then she starts screaming, call the police. I'm like, yes, please call the police. Like, oh, what my are you God. doing? Like, this is insane, this is mad. So as I head back to the other side of the salon, the older lady then again approaches me and tries to knock my phone out of my hand.
Oh my God.
Demanding for me to give it to her. Obviously I said no. Like, what? She then like goes from behind me again, and she's like on my back at this point. So I shove her off. I'm like, oh, get God. Off of me. She kind of stumbles into the nail tower that they have in there with all like the nail polishes on it, and then starts screaming that I hurt her. I did it.
Oh my
I
God.
I hurt her. I'm like, you just attacked me. Like, what do you expect? Can't I just let you hang out there? Like, no, girl, no. Then the other lady, the one that I initially started talking to in the first place, locks the front door, tells what? Her friend, mom, whoever it was, to go lock the back.
Can you imagine just getting a pedicure while this is happening?
No, and you're no, like, all of this is so unreal to me. I'm like, what do you mean? Locking the door? Like,
okay. That would be so awkward. I already feel awkward in nail salons. You know what I mean? Because you like walk in and everyone whips their head at you.
Yeah, and you feel like they're talking about you.
Sorry
yeah.
for being here.
Yeah.
But this is next level. This is like worse than a nightmare. I would actually need to pass away after this.
This is just very, things escalated very quickly.
That's an understatement. Literally on her back, falling into nail fucking polish walls. Like, I'm stressed.
Door. And I'm saying like, you cannot do that. Like, you are not allowed to do that. It didn't matter. it didn't matter. At that point, I was like, okay, I'm stuck here. I started panicking a little bit because I just have the biggest fear of being trapped. I don't know
what it is. That's why you're panicking.
Maybe claustrophobia. Maybe it is.
Fair. I have a fear of being attacked.
Being trapped or like held against my will actually freaks me out. I can't. So I'm standing there. I'm like shaking. I'm freaking out. I call my mommy because my mommy's like, she's gonna. She said, call the police right now. So I called the police. The 911 lady was so nice. She was so nice. She just does a great job at her job. Shout out to you. I was like, am I allowed to leave? Can I leave? And she's like, yes, you have every right to leave. She's like barricading the door and I can't get out.
Oh my God.
I said, okay, I'm gonna have to put my hands on her in order to leave. Am I allowed to do that? And she was like, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Which makes sense because that would have been me starting a physical fight yet again. So probably not the
best idea. Feels like self-defense.
I absolutely would have just.
Right.
And been gone, but whatever. The police show up. The guy is like, okay, can somebody explain to me what's going on? And she said, let her. Thank you. I'll take the microphone. Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna let this cool down. So I explained to him exactly what happened. I explained to him exactly why I was there. I tried to be as calm as possible. Basically, he watched my video that I had on my phone. And he went back to their office and watched the salon's footage. Which she was extremely apprehensive to give, mind you. She didn't want to show him that. Duh. So then he comes back out, and honestly, I don't know why they weren't arrested on the spot. It kind of bothers me a little bit just because it was 2-on-1, extremely aggressive, so uncalled for, but not provoked. Just so unprovoked. That's the word. So then he hands me their information, tells me, you know, you're allowed to file for assault. He said, in this case, I would file for assault. Because the owner comes out
while the cop is there,
screaming and cussing me out, telling me I have no right to be there, I shouldn't have been there in the first place, saying that he already cleared it, he said no refunds, and I'm like, you don't even know what the deal is. I don't need a refund. I don't need the money anymore. Okay, I don't. So I went down to file for assault. Yeah. And a part of me wonders if she was hiding her license so much because it's forged.
Oh, she doesn't know that. She's just speculating.
Right. Yeah. She's just, you know, theorizing hypotheticals. But I mean, there has to be something. Like, if you're a licensed cosmetologist that has every right to be doing nails and you, like, here, have my number. Like, I don't care.
That could be it. But it's also like, if you are finding out that, like, if you know that you're not up to code safety wise, and there could absolutely have been a situation where someone, like, got an infection or whatever, then, like, that's why she doesn't want to get reported because she knows they're going to find something.
Yeah. I don't see another reason because, like I said, like, if my nail tech, like, she has it on her wall.
Well, if you did nothing wrong, you would have nothing to hide.
Can I see your license? Like, there's a reason it's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Because it's like people need to have access to it.
Yeah.
So I almost just wonder, though, was this all necessary? Could she not have just, like, looked up the license of the salon?
I would think so, but
that's what I would have gone with. I would have, like, last resort would have been going there, but I understand.
Yeah, because, like, when I looked up So Mink, like, it was like there was like a database that you could search. Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting.
And yelling at them saying that there's personal information on there. And I'm like, what? There's not. There's literally not. It's your name and your last name and your state board license number. That's all there is on there. Like, I know. I tried telling you that I know, but you didn't want to listen. Unfortunately, halfway through when the lady kind of jumped on me, the video ended somehow and I wasn't able to get that other part of the interaction. And I was really upset when I saw that. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But I got a good portion of it. So I don't know if I should post it, if I'm allowed to post it. I don't know.
Didn't you already post part of it?
This was Victoria Nails and Spa in downtown Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Oh, shit. So she name drops it at the end.
Yeah.
I was going to say people definitely found it, but I wasn't sure how. That's how. Before we go any further, we want to thank our next sponsor, Bumble.
Most of you are probably familiar with Bumble. It's the dating app that it used to be that the girls had to message the guys first. Now they have a few different options, and they've also recently launched their Discover feature, which is a personalized page that shows you people that match your vibe, and the recommendations are refreshed daily.
Everything on Bumble is super tailored to yourself and personalized to you. So all you have to do is, you know, be honest with your interests, the things that you're looking for, both in a relationship and just in a partner in general. And it really helps hone in on the people that fit that description. And it's really helpful because dating websites can be super overstimulating and just like there's too many options. So it's important to find people that are a better fit.
And I personally like that you can be pretty specific about what you're looking for, whether it's like dates, a long-term relationship, a life partner. Basically, it doesn't give the guy the excuse to then be like, I'm not looking for what you're looking for.
So if you guys haven't already, I would highly recommend you go and download Bumble, check out their new features, and see if you could find the right fit for you.
And thank you to Bumble for sponsoring this episode.
So this is her answering some of people's comments.
First, I want to start out. Some people were upset about how I handled it. Just the whole situation in general. Why we didn't leave, why I went back, why I didn't fight back, all of the above. I've never been in a situation like this before. During the physical altercations, I was extremely shocked. Honestly, I didn't know what to do. I had my keys, my phone, my purse, all this stuff in my hands. My hands were honestly raised most of the time because I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I ain't gonna hold you. And why we didn't leave, I don't know. I'm honestly very disappointed in myself for not leaving.
I think that people are referring to the initial service.
When you saw that it was like gross and like fight. Not up to code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say when I get my feet done, they'll take the like cuticle thing and stuff out of like a packet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that I'm assuming is sterilized, but like the nail files are always used already, which mm-hmm. because I go to my nail tech for my nails, she opens a brand new file. Everything is in its own, like literally everything's brand new.
Yeah.
And I still stay for my pedicures. And did it give me toe fungus? It did. It really did. So I get it, you know?
She had like several bullet points of concerns though, in terms of like it being gross.
That's true. And she is a cosmetologist, and I want to be clear, I don't go back to the place that gave me nail fungus, and I don't still have the nail fungus. Okay, I want to be clear on those points. Anyway.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Extremely awkward. I could tell there was already hostility in the salon. I didn't want to make things worse. I'm beating myself up for it a little bit because we should have left. I know that. I know we should have left. I did not get my nails done there. I got these done elsewhere.
Oh, I was about to say,
sat in a bowl of acetone for over an hour while she was doing my sister's nails. I was scraping off my own Gel-X. And then she tells me to go wash my hands. I stand up. She's working on somebody else. So I said, you know what? Forget it. I was like, don't worry. I don't have time. I don't have time for this. So for the people who are saying you can't necessarily soak off Gel-X with soft gel and rubber base, yeah, you can. And that's what they were. And that's what they always are, typically. So a lot of people were saying that, oh, all you needed was her name. You could have looked it up and whoop-de-woo. I couldn't even get that. I couldn't even get her name. This is what I found when trying to look on State Board's website to find her license and just get her name in general. I needed all of that. I needed her name and I needed her license number. I didn't know that there was another way to look up people's licenses. I didn't know that there was any way possible to do that without their name. And I couldn't even get that. So I don't know. But I didn't have her name and I didn't have her license number.
Because you probably could have looked up like the salon, but maybe didn't have like the individual, and there's no way to really.
But just the salon, I would have called it in.
Yeah, I feel like just like a general like safety and like health code violation.
But I get why she wants to hold her accountable for sure.
North Carolina license, I have never seen someone have an address on there. I've never seen, the address is not on my license. I've never seen that before. There's no personal information there. So that's not real. That's not a real thing. No clients were in the salon.
Oh.
That should have been a red flag. I walked in there and immediately noticed that and was like, oh shit. Like, okay. I was extremely nice walking in. If I had known that it would go this way, I probably would have acted differently. But I had zero reason to believe that anybody would ever.
I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah, I was like, I think it's pretty valid to assume that the nail techs wouldn't get violent, but you know.
And just jump on your back. Like, just start crashing out, scratching you. Like,
this, and I cannot believe that you would take it to that extent. That is unbelievable to me. So
again, sorry for failing in that aspect. I don't know what anybody would have done in that situation. Some people might have thrown hands, some people, you know, but some people wouldn't have even gone, and that's fine. But all I can do is look at it in hindsight. Sorry. I'm trying to get the police report. I'm trying to find a lawyer. I don't know how to do any of this. I have zero clue how to do any of this. I don't even know if I can afford a lawyer. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know if a court would appoint me one.
Girl.
Don't you just like need to like press charges with the police and like they go after?
No, I'm just kind of dead because like plaintiffs don't get like pro bono lawyers, like, or public lawyers. I think that's what she was referencing. Like you have the right to a lawyer
because it's a public defender. Yeah, that's for like
a criminal defense. Yeah. Yeah, no, you would, that doesn't happen.
But also I just didn't even know you needed one. Like I thought like if you press charges, doesn't need a lawyer. Like I don't think you need to go, like you would need to testify in court and stuff, but I don't think you would need to like argue your case, you know?
I don't know. I think that's an interesting aspect, but I also don't even know that it would get to that point necessarily. I would tell her, take it slow, see what happens, continue with the process of like talking to the detectives and seeing, because I know, like, for instance, when charges were brought in a case with myself, the state took it over. So I don't know how it works, but this would be a criminal case because it would be like, you know, assault. So I would assume that the state would take it over, but absolutely you will not be appointed a lawyer. That would be, should you ever need representation, you would need to have it for yourself. Or if it's a DA, like a district attorney taking your case, then technically they're your lawyer, but it's also not you pressing the charges.
Well, that's the thing. It's the state doing it.
Anyway, she goes on to clear up a lot of things, but in general, I don't really think she needs to feel bad. I know, that's why I want to skip forward, because she goes on for quite a bit and I'm just like, what do they say? Okay, they wrote, I shit you not, a fucking essay on their Facebook page.
Oh.
Okay, so this is a post from the Victoria Nails and Spa Facebook page and it says, hello everyone, I am Nafan. I am the owner of Victoria Nail and Spa, located at, not the full address.
Yeah, it was we're like really identifying yourself. Anyway, okay.
Today, I would like to share with you the unexpected events that occurred at my workplace. I'm writing this post not for the person who's trying to damage the reputation of my 15-year-old salon, but to ensure that everyone, including my beloved customers, can have a fair perspective and judgment on the unfortunate incident that took place at my salon. It is also to protect my staff and the reputation of my business. I promise that everything I say from here on out is the truth, and if not, I will take full responsibility before the law.
Ooh.
So literally just being like, penalty of perjury statement.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I promise that it's the truth, but if not, what do you mean if not?
I don't know. Weird, yeah, that's weird, true. Caveat. That's a weird statement. And if I don't, was that a self-admission?
Then, sue
okay,
me.
Anyway. Gracie Rector was present for the entire process of her younger sister's nails. Throughout the process, she showed no signs of dissatisfaction.
Whoa,
I even heard her say,
oh, back up. Wasn't the girl's name Haven?
Yeah, who the fuck's Gracie Rector?
I don't know.
Wait, is that her real name and I just called her Haven?
I don't know.
No, why would her nickname be?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hence my surprise.
We need to dig into that. Who's Gracie? Anyway, Gracie Rector was present.
This is a completely separate incident that has nothing to do with it.
You know what I almost wonder? Maybe they're looking at like the credit card that was used or something. Maybe it's like her mom's. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Something weird's happening. Or maybe it's her name and we're fucking stupid. Anyway, Gracie Rector was present for the entire process of her younger sister's nails. Throughout the process, she showed no signs of dissatisfaction. I even heard her say, with my own ears, that she liked them and thought they were beautiful.
Well, yeah, the nails weren't the problem. It's the infection she got afterwards. Nope,
that's also true. Yeah, she didn't actually say anything about like they were done really
the quality
hideously.
Of the nails. Yeah.
But also, this is very anecdotal. Anyway, the next day, I was shocked when she called demanding a refund. From the moment she called until the police became involved, everything she told them was completely false. The reason I let her speak first when the police arrived is that I knew she would continue to make up lies. My salon has cameras, so the truth cannot be changed. Everything we did was recorded, and the police saw everything and discovered the truth. Here's the full story.
Gracie Rector.
If this really is her name, we're like actually so dumb. Anyway, Gracie Rector and her younger sister came to my salon to get their nails done. The younger sister wanted a fill-in with bubble bath polish and French tips. Not relevant, but okay. She showed me a picture on her phone of what she wanted. I've done that style many times, so I did it well.
Cool.
Later, Gracie had Gel X nails and wanted them removed to get a new set. She showed me a picture, and I confirmed that I could do it. While I was working on her younger sister's nails, I started soaking off Gracie's Gel X nails, since it takes time for them to come off naturally. I trimmed her nail extensions and filed them to help the gel come off easily. We're really getting detailed here.
Yeah, I was like, just hang tight. Also, I thought you said that they couldn't come off from soaking.
Well, that's what Gracie Rector says, but we don't know.
It's a lie, apparently.
You know what I mean?
Got it.
Everybody's got a he said, she said moment, so we have to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say, Haven slash Gracie Rector. She had scratches on her physically. Like, we saw that, and she does have video of the, like, screaming and just...
There was an altercation, for sure.
There was an altercation, but she has no before of it, no after of it, you know what I mean? But she does have physical signs that she was absolutely hurt.
And so the only thing is that she does even say, like, if it was, like, a blatant case of assault, why wouldn't the police have,
right,
like, apprehended them and taken someone with them then? Like, even when we saw, like, Bree Powers was arrested at, like, a tanning salon or something for, right, like, causing, yep, a ruckus. So it's like, it does not help Gracie slash Haven, who knows, doesn't help her story that they didn't arrest her, because that does kind of support that, like, there wasn't as clear of an assault as she made it seem,
that they didn't arrest the person who assaulted her.
Yeah, because she didn't fight back at all, she said. So it's like,
oh, because you're saying Bree Powers was the person working at the tanning salon when she got arrested,
I don't even remember,
right,
that story, but it was like she was causing shit at the salon and she got arrested. So it was like, yeah, usually if there is an actual assault and they could have proved it by looking at the security cameras, then why wouldn't they have arrested them?
I don't know. Let's keep going. It is weird, but again,
I'm not saying that she,
her,
yeah, I was
like something happened.
But that's, I believe that they, obviously there was a clear altercation, but something, I guess it, yeah, begs the question, maybe was there, like, did she initiate it possibly? And I'm not saying, like, I have no idea, but
we're speculating. Yeah. It's not saying nothing happened to her. Yeah, obviously, yeah, something happened.
But just without the proof and without seeing the other security footage and knowing that the cops didn't
arrest,
do anything,
the,
yeah,
people in the nail salon,
it, yeah, does leave a little gray area.
They continue on to say, during the soaking process, I checked on Gracie's nails and asked if the gel was coming off. You asked her if the gel was coming off?
Also, this is far too, like, okay, get to the point.
I know. We're, like, going on for the nail fucking process for, like, 12 years. Okay, I then continued working on her younger sister's nails. I seated both sisters close to each other so they could talk comfortably. With every step of the younger sister's nails, I asked for her preference, whether she wanted them shorter or a specific shape. Before applying the French tips, I tested one nail first and asked if she liked it before proceeding. I always ask because I want to avoid any issues that would require extra time to fix. As I finished one hand, her younger sister looked at her nails and said she loved them. By the time I finished her set, Gracie's gel had completely come off, so I asked her to wash her hands because acetone can dry out the skin. Maybe they're being so detailed because it's like Gracie slash Haven did say that she, like, put the AirPods in and, like, didn't pay attention and didn't, like, that the sister, yeah, had quarrels with it and then they weren't listening.
Like, she's kind of pulling a Rosanna Pansino and going through every single thing being like, well, this is a lie, this is a lie, so obviously the rest,
right,
is
right,
a lie.
Right. And then we just don't know how to verify any of it.
Exactly.
It goes on to say, while Gracie was washing her hands, I helped another client in the salon to pick a nail color. I had already asked my husband to do this client's nails. When Gracie returned from washing her hands, I was ready to start on her nails, but suddenly she didn't want them done anymore. At that point, I charged her for the Gel-X removal, $15, the younger sister's fill-in, $45, and deep French tips, $15, a total of $75. She tipped me $5. These prices are clearly listed on my public price board in the salon. I mean, that's not disputed.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not up for argument. And again, the problem wasn't the quality. It was that she got an infection afterwards.
She got infected. Now, I will say, Haven slash Gracie Rector did not say that she communicated that there was an infection involved. She does say she called for a refund. She doesn't say that she called and was like super like, my sister, her eyes, I don't know if she did, but she didn't say that she said that, you know?
Personally, if I got an infection, I wouldn't call to get a refund. Like, the reporting them aspect, totally, absolutely. If they're like running this business and it's like not up to code,
I would want,
like,
them
gross,
to be aware that that happened.
Yeah, but the demanding a refund, it's kind of like, that feels like the least of your concerns.
I mean, I would see why you would want their information, but then you'd also not want to pay for getting a fucking infection.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure, but at the same time, it feels like that's not really the most important aspect.
And again, she didn't go on to say, I effectively communicated exactly how bad this infection was.
Yeah.
And how, you know what I mean? I don't know if she did. Anyway, continuing on, they say the next day I received a call from the younger sister asking for a refund, which completely shocked me because throughout the process, she never showed any signs of dissatisfaction. Maybe she changed her mind about the color or had some other reason. I told her to come back to the salon so I could see what was wrong and fix it, but she refused and only wanted a refund so she could go somewhere else. She then accused me of causing an infection on her nails. Okay, so she did say it.
Yeah.
I told her to go to a doctor and bring me the results and I would take responsibility if it was true. According to our policy, there are no refunds, only fixes or redos. Therefore, she got angry and hung up on me. Later, the older sister called asking for my license number and name to report me to the state board. So I will say she didn't say that the sister called before her. I didn't know that.
I thought not she that it really matters. Asking for the refund.
I thought she was the only one.
Yeah.
I told her she could simply call the state board, give them my salon name and address, and they would have all my information, which I kind of speculated on as well. She says, I refuse to give her my personal details because I have 4 children and it is reasonable that I must be careful when providing my personal information to unfamiliar individuals. Bullshit. Like, your license number is not your fucking home address.
I was going to say, that's giving and the same energy of people it's being like, be right you there. Doxed me when it's like, it's your name.
They did
and
it.
You're like, yeah, you it's literally here. Like, it's public.
Yeah, it's literally like your public first and last name and your profile. Like, is it doxing or is it using your eyes? Yeah. I don't know. She goes on to say, Gracie came to my salon and took pictures of all my licenses. I used my hand to cover her camera because I didn't want her to have my business license details, which include a PIN number.
What the? What
is it, like your debit card PIN number?
Like, also, I didn't want her to have my business license details, the ones that you're supposed to prominently display so people can see it.
I mean, I've been to so many fucking salons in my life and even my private nail tech all on the wall framed.
That's because it's against the law to not.
Yeah, so that's bullshit. It is obvious that if someone has this information, they can forge documents and apply for things under my name.
Now we're assuming she's going to go forge documents and open a salon by your, like, well, yeah,
that's insane. It says we can display our licenses for customers to see, but taking photos without permission is not allowed.
So what if they had a photographic memory?
Literally, I know. Yeah, I mean, I guess they wouldn't be able to prove that, but like, you know, that's like, just
no, but
strange.
They could go use that information to go open up a salon in your name. Like, that's stupid.
So weird. It says because she was so aggressive, I called the police. You're missing a lot here.
Yeah.
Bit of a leap that was done. Mm-hmm. When the 2 officers arrived, I let her speak first. She lied, claiming that we attacked her and sat on her. I'm dead.
Not the sat on her.
After she finished talking, the police didn't even question me. They simply asked to see my security camera footage. They watched everything and didn't ask me anything. Then they called her outside and spoke with her. A few minutes later, the officers came back and told me, if she ever comes in here again, call us immediately. They banned her from my salon.
See, this is very different stories.
That's weird. Very different. She goes on to say, online and phone call attacks. After that, I just wanted to forget about it and return to my normal work. But she didn't leave me alone. She went on Google and left a bad review. That's her right. She was a customer. As a customer, she has the right to leave a review. Oh, period. Not her agreeing. But then she asked her friend or family member, Kelly J, to leave bad reviews. Not the fucking conspiracy theory. So now you think she asked Kelly J to leave bad reviews? Who the fuck is Kelly J?
Well, but it might have been obvious if it was about the same incident.
Oh, that's true. Okay, I guess it could be proven. My bad. If my salon were really as bad as she claimed, it would have been forced to close a long time ago.
That logic isn't necessarily sound.
Right? No. If I had attacked her, as she said, the police would have arrested me immediately after watching the security footage.
That is a little more valid of a
statement.
Yes.
That is not all. She even posted a video on TikTok, making up more lies. Now, strangers online are harassing me, calling my salon dozens of times a day to insult me or book fake appointments to waste my time. Oh, that's fucked up. I am now too scared to answer the phone because I don't know if it's a real client or someone harassing me. We just want to work hard and take care of our families. If you read her reviews and watch her videos, please consider both sides. I have been in business for 15 years. If I were a bad person, I wouldn't have survived in this industry for so long.
Case in point, Janet.
Right? Like, yeah, there's some people who are unethical and fucked up, and they do continue on. Especially nail salons get away with so much. I'm not talking about like assaulting people, but like sanitary things. There's not people from the board going every week to check on them.
No, it requires people to really like put in the effort to like make a complaint and stuff. And a lot of people aren't going to do that, especially if it's not something that's like a serious infection. If it was like your fungus, it goes away, then it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even call anybody. I just applied some fungus stuff, called it a day. But you know, yeah, it does suck. It's just like, okay, they're just basically like, not sanitary.
It's a lot
and I'm
of effort that you have
to
put in, and most people aren't going to do it.
They say, I understand that it's impossible to make everyone happy, but I've always tried my best to satisfy all of my clients. I know that by posting this, her supporters will attack me, but the truth is the truth. I even found a bad review she wrote for another nail salon a year ago, where she also demanded a refund. I don't know what happened there, but I know for sure that I did nothing wrong with her or her sister's nails. Then why the fuck is that review relevant at all?
That feels like a weird thing to say as the business owner too.
They end it with, this is everything I would like to share with everyone. Thank you for taking the time to read my story. I hope this problem can be resolved soon so that I can return to work peacefully and serve my customers in the best way possible. And then Haven and or Gracie Rector. is saying that she's not going to respond to this direct post. She's essentially going to seek counsel and legal action, basically, and just see that route of it.
Well, because now it's also getting into more than just assault. It's like defamation and like...
Right. Yeah. No, this is honestly super weird. I would say...
There are a few
that if
holes.
I was the brand... No. There's holes in everyone's... Well, there really wasn't holes in... Haven's story.
Except like, for that didn't they didn't arrest them.
Oh yeah, that is a hole.
And that there's no security footage.
Like
I mean,
it is assault, but like
it could have been that if she initiated it or something. I'm not saying she did. Just from a completely unbiased perspective, they didn't arrest
them. There's a lot more holes
in
the nail.
And it seems
salon,
like
though.
If they had instigated that fight and it was just them beating up on her and she didn't do anything,
that they would have arrested them.
If it was more of kind of a mutual thing, maybe that's why they didn't arrest either of them. I don't
maybe. Know. I will say there are a lot more holes in the nail salon story, and I think that
and weird,
that
weird excuses
says a lot.
Too.
Yes, and also I don't doubt that they're being harassed, and I don't think it's right for people to leave bad reviews and waste their time regardless. Like,
well,
you weren't involved,
like,
in this.
Are we five? Why are we like prank calling and making fake appointments? Like,
how much time do you have on your hands? But the thing is that if I were them and I was being harassed to that extent and I genuinely didn't feel safe in my workplace, release the security footage.
Yeah.
Clear it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Show that she came in there aggressively, if that's what you're saying, and that you had to like defend yourself or whatever.
Yeah, then it's no longer a like, who do you believe? It's like, no, this is what happened.
Yeah, and like genuinely, I even think they kind of admitted, like when they're like, I tried to get her camera or something like that. Yeah. Like I tried to, you scratched her. You know what I mean? When you did that. So like, it did get volatile on both sides for sure. We just don't know exactly who started it or like what really happened. Although I do think it makes more sense that Haven went in there and maybe she barged in there. You know, once they started getting aggressive, she ran over and went to the license and like was like, fuck you guys, I'm going to take pictures. But that doesn't give them the go ahead to like,
no.
Freaking just like get her hand and like
and
slap it away.
It's,
you know,
super sus that they're like, oh, she couldn't get my business name, so she would forge document. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
A
like,
lot of what they're saying makes no sense.
And then you can't have your main defense be, well, no one has ever complained before.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have this salon still if I was doing such a bad job.
For
like,
sure.
You underestimate how many people do slip through the cracks in situations like that. And that is not a good enough reason to be like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. I saw some comments that were supportive of the nail salon, but that were also saying there could be two sides to this, but you
and
also like left marks on a girl. You know what I mean? Like, this got really bad and you can't pretend it didn't. And I agree. That's kind of like where I stand, where I'm like, okay, let's say it got volatile on both ends.
Yeah.
Do they have fucking marks on their body? Did she scratch the fuck out of them or punch them or anything? Probably not, because they would have said that.
Yeah.
It seems like they got far too aggressive. And regardless of what Haven went in there and did, even if she barged in there, even if she walked in there and said, fuck you, I don't know. I don't think anything could justify what happened.
No,
so
and
I do
given
think that
the
they
explanations
need to
and stuff,
take a little bit more
I definitely think that the first story sounds more plausible, and
for sure,
they have a lot more to lose in the situation than like
than
she
her,
had
yeah.
to gain, which is like, I guess, virality from TikTok, but like, cool.
Short-lived. Like, I don't think that that's like a motivation that makes sense here.
Yeah.
Like, I think she genuinely just came on here because she like didn't know what else to do.
And it's like, could she have either exaggerated some points or there could be other details that we don't have? Yeah, sure. Because like, there's always three sides to every story, yours, mine, and the truth. I'm sure there's a much more like filled in narrative that is including stuff that didn't happen in either of their recollections of the story.
Yeah.
But I'm leaning towards the first one. Yeah.
Same. Well, anyway, that's all we got. Wishing Queen the best. And I don't know what the fuck happened there, but that was wild.
Good luck to Gracie Haven. What's her name?
Mm-hmm. Gracie Rector.
It's quite. That was the biggest left turn, I feel like, in the story.
I know.
We love the internet?
Yes, of course.
Well, this isn't my video of We Love the Internet, but I sent to Jesse earlier that apparently you guys might remember infamous, I would say friend of the show, but we've covered her a few times and it was funny.
Not quite.
Tunnel lady, the lady that was digging a tunnel underneath her house and got shut down by the city and then did this like weird reenactment scripted.
It was a lot. Yeah.
Very interesting. Also hilarious. I recommend you go watch. But we were pretty convinced that it was like, oh my God, well, she's never going to get approved because like, what the fuck is she even digging? And then she also pivoted and was like building a castle or something. She's quite the lore. But apparently the city granted her the permit to continue making her tunnel.
Queen. Dig on, I say, dig on. Your poor neighbors.
I just remember her videos where she did the weird sounds where it was like,
yeah, where she's like, in the corner. Yeah, that freaked us the fuck out.
Anyway, so if there's any updates on that in the future, I'll be sure to share.
Amazing.
I'll find a video. But Jesse, what's yours?
Mine is the toddler sleep one that I had told you before. It was like two We Love the Internets ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? This is a toddler being put through a sleep test. Okay, their parents are doing a sleep test on them.
What does that mean?
And they pass with flying colors, of course.
You know what? Here's how you can tell if she's sleeping.
What?
If I lift her arm up and it stays up in the air, then she's asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so watch. So if it falls, she's not asleep. If it's up in the air, she's sleeping.
Okay, let's see. Period. Period. She's asleep.
Stop it.
Out cold. And you know what? If she was really asleep, both hands would be in the air.
Oh, that's
true. Shut the fuck up.
Only one hand's in the air, so I'm not sure if she's asleep. If both hands were in the air, she'd be sleeping. Let's see if the other hand goes up.
Oh, wow.
She's passed out.
That is funny.
I love that so much, and I wish that Amelie would pretend to be asleep, but I fear she just like has too much FOMO. She would never want to do that.
See, I don't have an example of that, but when I was little, my sister, we'd get in like a little like fight or something, and I'd cover my ears being like, I can't hear you, but then she'd say something and it was like very obvious
and then
that
you'd
I could
be like,
hear
bitch, I can hear you.
Literally.
I used to pretend that I was asleep so that my mom or dad would have to carry me in, and then as soon as they put me down, I'd be like, period, didn't have to walk.
Oh my god, I didn't have to pretend. I was just actually passed out. I would always fall asleep like when we were like out to dinner, like passed out after we eat.
What is your We Love the Internet?
I don't even know how to explain it, but it involves a sheep.
Okay.
It's one of the most human-like reactions I've ever seen from an animal, though.
Why is he blue? You okay?
That's why I was like, oh my god, is it dead? Like, what? It's just really in a deep sleep.
You and I'm trying to wake you
literally
up.
Literally.
Through text. I'm dead. I can't. Oh my god.
Literally, it takes so much to wake up, and then he very,
so tired.
Very slowly. He's like, huh? Oh. And then you see him, he panics. Again. And then he's like, shit, oh no. Oh. But then he sees them in the distance.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh.
Oh. Oh my god.
That's when I first watched. I was like, that's so sad. They just left him. But it's like, then you saw, like, that took a lot to
wake
him up.
I mean, motherfucker was asleep. They probably tried
to tell him.
Yeah.
But his reaction, is that not the most like human? Like, I felt the panic of like waking up and no one's there. Like,
yeah. Well, that's like the panic I have when I take like a midday nap and then it's like sundown and I think it's the next day and I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God. That's really confusing. Anyway.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, but that's all we got for you. So we're going to head out now. But as always, we hope you have a wonderful week and we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Yes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.